Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta!
Where the wala?
Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta!
Where the wala?
Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta! Where the wala?
My name is Dawit Agonifer, here from representing the Ethiopian American community, the Ethiopian community.
Well, let's talk about what brings everyone out here today. We see this coffin burying journalism.
Yes.
Journalism is dead. People's signs say, stop the disinformation. They're targeting local as well as national news outlets.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on.
When some people that remain to be unnamed said fake news, you know, we're like, come on, you know, journalism has principles. It's not for sale. But we saw it happen, the coordinated attack on Ethiopia, a sovereign nation. What lobbyists and the State Department and everyone was trying to do, they created a narrative despite what we were saying. They were saying in Addis Ababa, for example, in Ethiopia, the rebel groups are 40 kilometers outside of Addis. And people were crying, why are you saying this? Look. And they just kept pushing that narrative because they want to pick their leaders over there, their puppet leaders. And we're really frustrated. This is neocolonialism at its best. And what we're asking for is fairness. Fairness in journalism. Tell both sides. Nine News was telling the same side. We made maybe over 1,000 phone calls. They said they'll give us a chance, and they never did. And we really appreciate, you know, small public radio stations like KGNU that are giving us a chance to tell our side of the story.
So you feel like the mainstream media is lining up to deliver the State Department's desire to overthrow the Ethiopian government, if I can sum that up?
Absolutely. And what we saw was former State Department diplomats. There was a leaked Zoom meeting. How can we use our resources, our network, to help you, rebel group? You know, your prime minister, who was overwhelmingly elected, he's not listening to us. So he must be replaced. So really, this is just unconscionable. And the State Department, of course, tells us that, no, we're fair. But we've seen firsthand that they're never fair. And they have a narrative that they want to accomplish. And they want to put their men, their people, in power. And that's really sad for Africa, especially Black Africa. And one thing to add is the U.S. government promised Egypt that they will lean on us, a poor country. We're headwater country for the Nile, and we're trying to build our first dam. And Egypt, of course, using colonial treaties that we had nothing to do with, is saying, no, you don't have a right to use a drop of water. And this is what the U.S. is doing. It's like, oh, we'll lean on them. They want the Egyptians to be allies against the Palestinians. And, oh, okay, if you want us to help you with the Palestinians, then you have to help us with Ethiopia. And we're just pawns. Over 110 million people, we're pawns. So we have two countries right now that are being pressured, Eritrea and Ethiopia. And it's unfortunate. All we want is peace for our land and a fair chance to mind our own affairs.
Ethiopia!
Where the peace?
Junta!
Where the wala?
My name is Yerusalem Kibert. The conflict in Ethiopia is a very complex issue. As you could imagine, Ethiopia is one of the oldest countries with more than 80 ethnicity, with different language, a very rich country with culture and diversity. The prior regime, named TPLF, or Tigray People's Liberation Front, had brutally ruled Ethiopia for 30 years. In 2018, when our Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came into power, TPLF refused that peaceful transition of power. Over the year, they tried to, you know, send our elders that went to the region, literally nailed on their knees, begging them, you know, we know that you've been in power for such a long time, but it's time to reform the system, and it's time to be able to lift our people out of poverty. But TPLF refused. They were very arrogant. There were a lot of things said and done. So November 4th, they decided to attack our National Defense Force. Defense forces, not just one location, but multiple locations in the region of Tigray. So that's how the war started, and that's confirmed by the State Department. So after that, the misinformation, disinformation campaign that we refer to, TPLF, after attacking our National Defense Force, right? That's insurrectionist at the lowest. Somehow, the Western media, or what we call mainstream media, have managed to portray the TPLF as the victim, although they are the victimizers of Ethiopians and Eritreans for the last 30 years. And so we're constantly fighting this misinformation and disinformation campaign that's well coordinated. And so they've continued to use their money and their networks to continue to spread this misinformation and propaganda. So today, more specifically, we're here to ask News 9, Channel 4, to be able to do journalism, right? Journalism is reporting the truth. And so we're trying challenging that narrative. We're advocating for the people, because this is a fight for the people of Ethiopia.
Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta!
Where the wala?
Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta!
Where the wala?
Ethiopia!
Where the feet?
Junta!
Where the wala?